pay to take pictures with people.
Right. Like, we get free rides, stuff like that. Free rides, free drinks, small things.
I get free stuff daily. Like free weed, free everything. You can ask me to get anything, I'll get it for free. I don't have to give up vagina. I don't have to kiss nobody. I don't have to do nothing. I don't have to work. I literally make my rent off taking pictures of people. I really walk down the street. I get hella free rides, hella free shit. I literally just got paid $200 to sweep and mop a house today just because I was pretty.
All right, so I wanted to share this thought because I was having a conversation with somebody about this. And it's the idea of who should pay for a date. Or what, when you're liking each other, then who is responsible for that first date? You have two different schools of thoughts. No right or wrong. Here's the first one.
I've been single for a long time. Okay. I go on these dating website advice things, and I read recently that a woman should offer to pay for 50%, you know, half the dinner on the first date. So they said men would definitely say no, but they'll appreciate the effort. Well, the last couple of times they've said yes. My question is, do men really appreciate it, and should women offer to pay for half on the first date?
No. No, they don't appreciate it, and you shouldn't offer it. I really get sick of dating sites trying to play both sides of the fence. You want to match a woman up with somebody, but then you want her to be this totally independent, standalone person. Well, guess what? A man can't be an independent, standalone person. A man, a heterosexual man, is nothing without a woman. Zero. Right. If a man asks you out and he's not willing to buy you a plate of food, how can you possibly think that this guy can take care of a family?
All right, that's more traditional, and everyone would agree that's more of the way many of us grew up in. But this is more of a modern thinking on dating and the reasoning.
I don't think men should pay on the first date. My advice to men is you do not adhere to your traditional gender roles with women who are not traditional women. And newsflash, 90% of women are not traditional women. I'm not going to pay for a girl who's fucking someone else. And the fact of the matter is, the dating meta, as it is, you have to assume when you're first meeting someone, they're fucking at least one other person. Because I know girls that are fucking one, two, three guys. And I'm going to go on a date with you, and then I'm going to pay for your food. You're going to get a to-go bag and give it to the guy you're fucking. No, not going to put myself in a position like that. So the way the dating meta is, I have to assume going in, she's fucking another guy. You're not adhering to your traditional gender roles. I won't adhere to mine.
No. While I was born in a time where there was tradition and chivalry and all these things, that's not the case in point nowadays. And I tend to be more aligned with the latter half of those excerpts, meaning that I don't know you. I don't know much about you. And I think in the dating field, the way it is with women, I think that's the beautiful thing about being a woman this day. I'm always going to say this, is that you can choose how you want to be. You could be domesticated, or you can choose to be a modern, right? Like a feminist, right? And I guess when I look at the landscape and I see many women that are just picking and choosing what parts they want from traditional courting to be implemented into their modern framework, I call that a double standard. I call that something that I don't see the alignment. I don't see it making sense. And the example I can give you is, imagine me as a person saying, I want a woman that cooks for me, cleans for me, takes care of me when I'm sick, takes care of my child when I'm sick, whatever. All these traditional roles, right? Like, you're going to fall in line with what I say, but I don't want to pay for that. I don't want to maintain, I don't want to be responsible for finances. Like, I want you to go work, pay your own bills, but at the end, I need you to come home and cook. I want you to come home and clean. I want you to do everything else. And there's relationships like that right now. But that's not what I'm asking for. I think that's an oxymoron. Those are men that are not understanding that the women cannot be both traditional or modern. And that, in that case in point, I would say, well, you're going to have to help out with raising that child. You're going to have to come in and change diapers. You're going to have to stay home and pick her up after daycare and do the parenting stuff. You have to. Because if you're asking women to be modern, or women are wanting to be modern and not wanting to stay home, then it has to be some sort of a balance. But it's always fascinating to me when once in a while I run into somebody that has a problem with the idea that I don't want to play for anything until I get to know you. It's like the idea that I say, I don't feel like paying because I don't know you. I haven't talked to you in person. We haven't had any interaction. I don't know what your ulterior motives are. Even though we're talking about them through the phone screen, I don't know what your intentions are. I don't know if you are going to walk out and say, I'm not really feeling that. And I've had that plenty of times because, again, when I talk from a truth, from a transparency point of view, I know something a lot of people can't stomach. So I come with the idea that if we haven't met in person and if we haven't done any personal interaction or personal chemistry that allowed us to say, hey, let's go on a date another time, but more personal, more intimate, more fun, and I pay the tab, then I'm not going to do it. And I was having this conversation, which was pleasant and enjoyable because I enjoy talking to people from different points of views. And I was being told, well, you know, I think that I don't agree with that because how would you be in a scenario if you were to meet me out in person? If you would have met me out in person and having drinks, is that, would you have offered to get me a drink? I'm like, I don't know. I really don't know if I would have offered to pay you a drink. I don't know if I would have offered to done any gestures because I would have gauged how you were as a person. I've had women that have been very courteous and fun and easygoing, and you could tell they were not wanting a drink. They were not even trying to ask for a drink, but I offered the drink. And they were being very flirtatious, very positive. Like there was a natural chemistry that you could feel, and for me it doesn't bother me going ahead and paying for it. But then there's been other instances where women have really demanded and expected a drink to be had before we even have a conversation, as a token of good gesture, as a token of traditionalist. But that's the same woman that at the end of the day doesn't want to be agreeable to her man, doesn't want to be subservient to her man. And I gauge that based on the conversations I have. So most of the women that I look for or that I feel I align with better are more the modern dating women. The women that say, hey, listen, I got my own place. I got my own stuff. I don't need you to pay for anything. I don't need you to rescue me from me and my kids. I just need someone to hang out with, to be a plus one. We'll figure out traveling together. The experience of us doing a 50-50 because we are not trying to get each other for those other roles that we would expect in a relationship. So those are the kind of people that I jive with. But like I said, I was having this conversation with somebody and we were kind of breaking down our terms of agreement in a way, and so far so good. I was like, okay, no problem. I mean, I'm good with that and she's good with this. But it was like, are you really not trying to meet because you're not willing to pay? I'm like, well, let's have a conversation then. What is the middle ground? Because you feel that I should. I feel I'm not, simply because we don't know each other. So my offer would be you come down here and drive down and inconvenience yourself with time and gas money, and I'll go ahead and pay. Because both of us made a sacrifice to the commitment of seeing what we're all about. And I don't feel like I'm being gypped, or I don't feel that I'm coming out of pocket for maybe the possibility of something more happening. I'm not going to do that. Because what's taught me in life is that many people, women get bored. Women sometimes want a free meal. Sometimes they're curious about meeting somebody. And they feel safe enough to go ahead and take a chance. And don't want to roll the dice. You know, I want to roll the dice, but they know that at the end they have nothing to lose because they're getting a free meal or they're getting free drinks. And hey, what's the worst that can happen? And I'm saying to myself, no, I'm not going to do things like that for people I don't know. And that's, everyone is entitled. And I was telling her, there's no right or wrong. No doubt about it. There's no right or wrong with however you want to move forward and how you want people to follow your process for you to feel comfortable in meeting them and dating them or whatever label you're looking for. No problem with that. But I guess what? I have my process too. And I'm willing to meet you halfway. Now, I've never had any problems. Most women understand that idea, that we don't know each other. We don't want to place heavy expectations. So we'll go to Starbucks. You get you your drink. I get you my drink. We'll go talk, get to know each other, see how the vibe is. And then from there, then if we really like each other, if the feedback is positive both ways, then we set up something more conventional where maybe more of the traditional gestures can be made. No problem with that. I am supportive of that. I mean, I've always been that way, but to demand that from the moment I meet you, that's a problem for me because it sets a tone of my expectation is for you to always take care of me. And instead of saying it of, and it's a possibility, it's not set in stone. So for example, I go see my friends in Tampa, and if I see them, I have no problem paying. Why? Because guess what? They will pay for me. Guess what? We are friends. There's a history there. There's a trust level there of reciprocation that has been given, of good gestures. And that's the way I operate as a person. Like, I'm not going anymore into any connections where I'm the one pouring into it. And I'm having to teach that to my daughter because my daughter is a person that pours herself heavily into people, but they don't reciprocate that energy back. And then she's caught shortchanged, and then she's having feelings and working through them, right? And I've been there. We've all been there. And I feel that people that understand my point of view can understand that. Meaning the viewpoint of, it's not that I'm not willing to do it. It's just that I don't know you and I want to get to know you before we go to that level. Because the last time I did something like that, whatchamacallit, I paid for a trip and I realized during that trip, that girl was just there to get her mind off whatever was bothering her. And it was a pretty expensive trip. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and fuck. I'm going to fuck as much as I can. This is a weekend girl that just wants to fuck. And sure enough, I was right. Because at the end of the day, when we were driving back, she was like, I want to take things slow. Like, okay. Never heard from her again. So I don't. And that's one of the many, many experiences that I've had. Obviously, I've talked about them all here over the years. And it's the constant theme of women just going on a chance and they want you to pay for their free meals, free experiences when they're not even traditional. They want you to do traditional things when they're not even being traditional. They'll go ahead and go home after dinner and call their fuck buddy because women have sex on call. When they're going out on a date with me, they're not going on a date with me because they want to have another fuck buddy. They already have plenty of those lined up through their jobs, through their hobbies, through their personal social circles. They're trying to meet with me because they're trying to see if we can have something more than what they currently have in the stable. Okay? Most times. I mean, it's very rare that a woman says, hey, unless she's married, unless she's like in a polyamorous relationship where she's already in a nesting phase and she's already with somebody, then she's not really needing me to provide that experience for her. But when you're single, and in this case, you know, when you're dating women that are single and are looking to be wined and dined, I refuse that. I always will. And it's funny because I have a daughter and I tell her these things. It's that you don't want any man to pay for you in the beginning. Once you guys establish a desire and interest to go further, then that can happen. Whether that's the second date, whether that's the fourth date, whatever date it is. When you guys built enough camaraderie and trust in each other to say, okay, I know if you pay, I'm either going to be okay with the expectation of what's coming, or it's understood that there's barriers there and there's a mutual respect there. Because the reality is that I'm going to tell you this. This is reality. If I'm paying for something, there's an expectation of something more happening. I want a blowjob. I want to make out. I want to get an orgasm in some way, shape, or form. And it's not just me. A lot of men do. Now you're saying, well, not all men are like that. I agree. But you go ahead and have a man pay for a really nice dinner and go out for drinks. And then just say, drop you off at the house and say, have a nice one. We'll get together next week and do it again. And you're both a single. You're going to be asking for him to hold back and then go on a second date and do the same thing? I don't know. All I know is that I want there to be something more going on eventually. And a lot of men probably would do the same. Unless you're trying to wife the woman up, which I think in many cases we don't know what we're going to get. We don't know. So we're trying to have sex and then figure it out. We're trying to figure out what this is going to be. Is this going to be a casual thing? Is this going to be, okay, let's see where it goes. If it's kind of like a consistent dating thing into possible relationship, is this friends with benefits? Is this just somebody, a booty call? What is this going to be? And that's the problem that women, it's tough because women, like I said, they're not, you either modern or traditional. You really are, because in this case in point, when we're having conversations stating that men usually want to control how you have your hair, men want to control how you dress, men that you're running into want to tell you how to be, and you're pushing against that. But at the same time, you're wanting to be wined and dined. That's a conflict right there. And if you can't understand that's a conflict because you're asking for all these free experiences on the house, but yet when it comes to continuing that path of traditional courting and relationships, you don't want to play along with that. That's fine. But then since you're not going to do your part in the traditional gender roles, I'm not going to do mine as well. And I know that offends people, but like I said, I think the fairest way of doing it is you both go Dutch, you pay your own way. And then once it's established that this is going to be an ongoing thing, meaning that we're going to be setting up future plans, we're going to be setting up future dates, we're going to be doing more of this, or that's the goal at least, until something crazy happens along the way, whether someone cheats or someone, you know, all these crazy things that happen along the way when you get to know somebody, you find out the person is married, whatever thing, these crazy scenarios happen, then you're going to be fine because it's a give and take. You enjoy each other's company. The guy, the people that are paying knows that there's going to be some fun afterwards. And that's why I tell my daughter, don't invest financially in, don't have anybody invest in you like that, because the moment they start paying for stuff, the moment, not all men, but it is not uncommon to find that when men buy you shoes, when men buy you outfits, when men buy you all these things and experiences, and you're saying they're like, oh, thank you, and you walk away and not get anything, you're being delusional, because at some point, they're going to be like, hey, I'm cashing in on my investment. And I, like I said, for the life of me, I don't understand when I run into women that are very evident, they're not conventional, they're not traditional, but are wanting to be treated and be courted in a traditional way. I don't get that. Like I said, it's like me saying, hey, I want you to be traditional. I want you to cook and clean and do all these things, but I'm not going to be financially responsible for you. Like that's a sign of a weak man. That's a sign of a man that is being lazy in their relationship. Whereas I'm saying, I'm not against any of that, but in the beginning stages, I don't know you. I have to understand if you truly want to be with me and spend time with me. And that's not something that's certain right now at this point. So why would you feel entitled? And that's what it feels like to me. It's that when someone is saying, I'm not going to go out with you unless you pay for these things, I feel it's a level of entitlement. I feel it's a level of conditions of, if you pay, then you're worthy enough to be graced with my presence and maybe have the possibility of a second chance of getting together. That's what that tells me. So if I'm rolling the dice, I'm not going to roll the dice with you. This is what I'm going to do instead. I'm going to go call my friends and be like, hey, what are you guys doing this weekend? Okay, we're going out. Any of you guys going out? Great. I want to tag along. And I'll go out and hang out with them. And if I meet somebody out that night, then I meet somebody out that night. And then you organically meet. You get along. You get the number. And you go from there. And then you go on a date. That's the way I would do it. But because if I meet you online, if I chat with you online, there is no chance in hell that I'm going to be paying for anything. This ain't even my body.